We have Karen Sandler and Denver Gingrich with the growing body of proprietary infrastructure for FOSS development, repeating bad history. Give it up to them.
Is this one on?
Is this thing on now? Yes. Power. Hooray. I love power. I'm power hungry. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for being here. We are not the people you expected to see on stage today, so I'm very excited for that applause for us because Bradley, our coworker, was supposed to present today, and I have a statement that I want to read from him about why you get us instead of him. Bradley is heartbroken to not speak today. He last keynoted 6 years ago and was so excited to keynote again. I added the so, actually. I'll try not to edit it. FOSDEM is a unique event in the world, and its organizers focus on community, not-for-profit interests. Those who saw Bradley yesterday know that he wore a tight-fitting N95 mask the entire day, as he did nearly the entire time since leaving his home for the trip to FOSDEM. He took his mask off only to eat, drink, and speak on stage. Nevertheless, he tested positive for COVID-19 this morning for the first time in his life. He actually feels reasonably good, and since he has received absolutely every recommended vaccine, his symptoms are just those of a difficult influenza. Bradley asks the entire FOSDEM community to reconsider their safety protocols. Bradley believes deeply in the moral imperatives of Kantian ethics, that, as this quote says more formally, humans have a moral imperative to voluntarily take every action so that it maximizes the rights and welfare of all humanity. As such, he has quarantined today for our safety. And while he does not call for a return to mask mandates, he would like FOSDEM to return to masks strongly recommended policy indefinitely for the years to come, and for all of you to wear masks voluntarily, especially when in the audience of crowded dev rooms. The science shows that masking works best in disease prevention if everyone participates. Bradley estimates, anecdotally, that fewer than 2% of attendees wore masks yesterday and at earlier fringe events. We should all commit to voluntarily to making that 98% because it's the right thing to do. So that was his statement. You, unfortunately, are getting us instead of Bradley. I think you... We may be a little bit more boring, a little less